Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We have got such a fun week in all-age comics. It is a bang-up week for science fiction and action because we've got one of the world's greatest martial arts heroes in his own comic book, and it's great. It's our best new comic of the week. We've also got a new Star Wars comic from Poe Dameron, a classic Henson story also in science fiction. In superheroes, we've got issue number 2 of a major reboot that is competing for some big action bucks just in time for its big screen movie debut in a couple of years. We've got Jefferson Pierce's alter ego from the late 70s back with their trade paperback. And in humor, the classic Warner Brothers stable of characters is back with their latest issue. We're also going really old school with a brand new comic that stars 3 potentially cruel men, as well as the latest issue from Bee and Poppycat. That's this week on the podcast. The music you're listening to in the background is from Transient. If you like their stuff, please cruise over to Free Music Archives, and you can find a whole bunch of stuff. You can. This comic, we're really excited about it. And in theory, we really shouldn't be until we got a taste of it from the issue that was sent to us for Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day is the first Saturday of every May. It's Mother's Day weekend this year. Yeah, take your mother to the comic book store, get some comic books. This is Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. And, you know, I kind of, yeah, a comic book about a, granted, a martial arts legend. How could they make this feasible? But it's awesome. It really is. And I this is on two fronts. A, for a Free Comic Book Day, this is one of the comics that you really must get. Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. Because even the free version that you get on Free Comic Book Day is awesome. However, this week also sees the first issue of Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. And what's so great about this is it's an all-ages comic that really packs in the action with a story that you can believe. I mean, you can believe that Bruce Lee in a science fiction action world somehow does live in today's modern times, but he's the Bruce Lee from the 70s. And it's a very clever story. The art has a classic 70s, maybe an early 80s throwback feel with the panels being the size of the comic back then. There's a lot of action, and it's great for any age. It's great for boys, girls, ages 6 and up. There is no harsh language, not even questionable language, and even the action has consequences and results. It's great. If you like an action-oriented comic, check out Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. You will not regret it. Also coming out this week is Star Wars Poe Dameron. This is from Marvel, and it's one of the new Star Wars comics to come out from arguably the most entertaining character from the recent Star Wars movie. Poe Dameron was our favorite new character. I mean, there were other new characters from the movie also that were good, but he was awesome. He had that old Harrison Ford swagger down. The first moment you saw him, you're like, man, that guy's a star. This is awesome. And the comic is also like that. It reflects that same sense of confidence and swagger and ugh in a space kind of combat feel, if you will. It's a Marvel comic, so it's rated teen. However, in looking at the comic, you know what? Ages 8 and up are going to be okay with it because you're talking science fiction violence. It's nothing graphic, and the language is very normal. It really is. And that's Poe Dameron, Star Wars. It's an ongoing comic. Our final comic in sci-fi and action this week is a classic Henson story. This is Jim Henson's Dark Crystal. It's a trade paperback volume 2 called Creation Myths. And what's neat about this is, it's from Boom Studios. They always put out great stuff. The art in this trade paperback is beautiful, and it's the first time in paperback. So previously, this has only been available in hardcover for a little bit more cash. However, this is one that you're going to want to latch onto if you're a deep Henson fan and you really liked The Dark Crystal, which was a fabulous movie. Really was. It's one of those movies that you want to show your kids, you want to buy it on DVD, and you want to show your kids, this is what real, clever, innovative filmmaking was like in the 80s. It really was. I mean, the casting, the puppets, everything. Speaking of puppets, if you're ever in Atlanta, the Center for Puppetry Arts has a big, I'll say it's about a 500 to 700 square foot room packed with puppets just from the Dark Crystal period. It's really worth checking out if you're a big Henson fan or if you're just a crazy puppet fan. We love puppets and we go there at least once a month. It's awesome. That's the Center for Puppetry Arts and it's the Dark Crystal, Creation Myths. It's a trade paperback, so it's thicker than the average bear, costs $15. But again, if you're a fan of Henson or puppets, you want to check it out. It is a busy week for trade paperbacks and graphic novels, and to continue that, we've got Batman Adventures in our superhero category. Batman Adventures Trade Paperback Volume 4. This collects a whole bunch of Batman. Batman Adventures 28 to 36, Batman Adventures Holiday Special number 1, and Batman Adventures Annual number 2. So short cuff, that's 8, 9, 10 issues of all-age Batman for $25. And it has all of the Batman's classic foes in an all-age friendly format from our friends over at DC. Also over at DC, they're bringing back somebody from the late 70s who was a spiritual brother to Luke Cage back in the day, Black Lightning. His trade paperback comes out. It collects issues 1 through 11. Now, it's a comic from the late 70s, early 80s. But still, if you kind of put that time machine back then and look at Black Lightning in context, this is cool for all ages because there's not going to be too much bad. There's not going to be any bad violence. The language is going to be okay for children. So if you've got a kid 8 and up who wants to see, a vintage comic book, where they really want to see something cool from the late 70s, early 80s, check out Black Lightning. It's the trade paperback, and it's just under $20. It's a hoot. We liked this character back when he came out then. Good fun stuff. Also in action this week, action superheroes, this is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 2. Now, I'm used to the concept of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers being the goofy, bad acting things that maybe you see on television. However, the comic got a big old reboot recently. This is the second issue of the really effective reboot from Boom Studios. It's much more action-oriented. It's a little realer, but it's still very much all ages. Ages 10 and up, they're going to graft onto it immediately because the art is great. The storyline is deeper than you may expect for a superhero comic. And even 8 years old and up may be able to handle it. In this issue, number 2 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, you've got Scorpina and Tommy battling it out while Rita is not giving up on the Green Ranger. So it's a little more story than you may be used to. And the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that movie is in production right now. I believe it comes out next year in 2017. And it's going to be a serious superhero movie as opposed to the lower budget television incarnations that you may be used to. In humor comics this week, I need to kind of make an apology for a review that I wrote a while ago because I just didn't get it. I didn't get Looney Tunes. I know, that sounds kind of weird to say. It was a while ago. And I didn't understand the comic because when I looked at the comic book for this, it looked like a ripoff, to be frank. It looked like they were just repackaging old stories or weird art with a lot of white space around the edge of the exterior of each page. It just felt cheap and chintzy, and I wrote it off as that. However, our children have embraced Looney Tunes, and the more I read it, and the more I speak to creators who have worked on this comic, I get it. I really do, because what they do is, for Looney Tunes, the comic book, they have some writers and some artists create new stories. And once you look at an issue of Looney Tunes, you can figure out what's the new story and what's the classic story that's maybe either been only published overseas or has been tweaked slightly for the new comic books. And it's awesome. It really is. And it's awesome for a couple reasons. Because it's classic characters. Yay. Everybody knows them. Everybody loves them. And B, the price point. It's only $2.99. And that is really affordable. And if you go through some of the book fairs, like Scholastic sometimes has book fairs where you can purchase comic books, some comic books, either for yourself or give them to the school as a present. It's even cheaper. Plus, it only comes out every other month. It's really good stuff. It's Looney Tunes issue 230, and it has about 3 to 4 stories. Kids love it. It's only $2.99. There is everything to love about that and more. Our second issue in the humor comics to watch this week is a really old school one in a really new story, i.e. a brand new story, from one that doesn't seem like it's an all-age comic, but it is. It's the Three Stooges. Funny stuff. Who would have thought that? But it works in the context of a comic book. It really does. It's number one. It's called The Boys Are Back, and it's neat because on the front of this cover, if you scan it with your cell phone, the imprint of the television that is on the cover will stream one of their classic shorts from back in the day. Pretty clever. It's neat because, you know, I never liked the Three Stooges growing up because I didn't get it. A lot of my friends did, and that's why I'm going to call this kind of an all-ages comic, because a lot of kids will get this. Some won't. Obviously, you don't want them to act out what the Three Stooges do, but once you realize they're goofs, and what they do is pretend, and you talk to your children about this, say, you know, this is not the way to act at all. I think it's an all-ages book. Anyway, if you look at this, let me know what you think. See if you agree, disagree. It's from American Mythology. Three Stooges, number one, The Boys Are Back. Bee and Poppycat, number 10, comes out this week also. It's from Boom Studios. Great stuff they do. If you're looking for just kind of a go-to house that publishes great all-ages comics, check out Boom Studios, because most of their stuff is going to be great for all ages, and it's going to be good. Bee and Poppycat, it's going to be on the feminine side of the all-age comic reader, so girls will be much more attracted to this than boys. However, anybody can like it, because it's good silly humor for kids. In this one, Poppycat is on the verge of annoying Bee while she's trying to sleep in late because there's a job happening, and Poppycat has to get to work. Anyway, it's a series of short stories, so it's a good jumping in point if you're unsure if you want to get in with the characters. You'd say, hey, let's jump in, because it's going to be a handful of short stories. That way it's non-committal. It's just under $4, and it's from our friends over at Boom Studios. What did we miss? Did we miss anything? We are on Twitter pretty much all the time. It's at Daddy Mojo if you would like to comment on anything. That's it for the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.